Who the deuce have you been with? If you twist in that way, you will make me pull the hair out of your head, and then I think you will cease to entertain doubts of my substantiality. Who have you been with, Jane? You shall not get it out of me tonight, sir. You must wait till tomorrow. To leave my tale half told will, you know, be a sort of security that I shall appear at your breakfast table to finish it. By the by, I must mind not to rise on your hearth with only a glass of water then. I must bring you an egg, at least, to say nothing of fried ham. You mocking changeling, fairy-born and human-bred, you make me feel as I have not felt these 12 months. If Saul could have had you for his David, the evil spirit would have been exorcised without the aid of the harp. There, sir, you are read up and made decent. Now I'll leave you. I have been travelling these last 3 days, and I believe I am tired. Good night. Just one word, Jane. Were there only ladies in the house where you've been? I laughed and made my escape, still laughing as I ran upstairs. A good idea, I thought with glee. I see I have the means of fretting him out of his melancholy for some time to come.